tech.org. Ah, jeez. Long day. AbsoluteTech.org. And it'll have all the information on it, all the connection options, plus you'll see what's coming up. You can also go back and look at past articles or listen to past TechNets. A lot of stuff there. So on behalf of everybody here that's helping me out tonight, Scott, Chris, everybody out there tonight, I'm going to say 7-3, and everybody have a great net. Now, we're going to hold all traffic because we've got the Colorado Astronomy Net coming up, and so we're going to switch the network over, and so we need to hold traffic while we do that switch. So everybody have a great evening, and we'll talk to you next time. 7-3-N7 FGP in Jamestown, New York. I'll be clear.
Late check-in. Late check-in with KG5EGD. In and out.
And I've got a quick comment.
Okay, real quick comment. Go ahead.
As far as a daily use, a lot of these radios, I've got a 710 that didn't even have a GPS built in. The later ones did, but when you beacon, it'll transmit what frequency you're on. As a truck driver, I moved around a lot, and I jumped from repeater to repeater so my buds could see where I was if they're on a base and could hit the repeater. So that's a daily use for it, probably the only practical one. It was nice. And then RES.
Yeah, that is a good use. You just put what channel you're monitoring there, or what frequency you're monitoring, not channel, in your messages there. And when somebody looks you up, they can see that in your message and know how to get a hold of you. All right. Well, thank you for that comment. Everybody have a great evening, and let's get ready for the Colorado Astronomy Net. I'll be clear. 7-3.
You don't even have to put it in. The radio does it for you. If somebody goes to APRS.fi, even your 500 will do that. It just puts it in wherever you move to. It beacons it out. And there he is.
All right. Thank you for that, Mr. Scott. In for UPC. Not the same Scott that was doing the net. Don't want to confuse anybody. Great job, everybody on the team. Especially you, Scott, that was very informative. Do want to let everybody know that next week we've got a gentleman doing AI presentation. And I know everybody's like, well, what does that have to do with ham radio? He's going to show you. His name's Josh. Excellent guy. He does, as his job, he deals with a lot of AI issues. Trust me, you're going to be amazed. All right, let's hold all traffic here in about 13 minutes. We've got the Colorado Astronomy Net coming up. Thanks, everybody. N4 UPC.